Paul Landecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Well, you've probably seen it. Really weird Facebook post going viral. And they'd love you to fall for it. But it's just a hoax. People sharing a message that you shouldn't accept a friend request from someone named Jaden K. Smith, because if you do, he's a hacker who will take over your Facebook profile. Not true. There's no Jaden K. Smith, and a hacker couldn't take over your profile just by becoming friends with you. But hey, good news for Will Smith's son, Jaden. For at least one day, he's the world's second most annoying. Jaden Smith. A list of everyday jobs that celebrities supposedly had before becoming famous includes Jennifer Aniston being a bike messenger, Matthew McConaughey cleaning chicken coops, Demi Moore working as a debt collector, Nicole Kidman as a massage therapist in Australia, Julia Roberts was scooping Baskin-Robbins ice cream, Rod Stewart was a soccer player, Mick Jagger a porter in a mental hospital, Cyndi Lauper cleaned cages at a dog kennel, and Keith Richards was a ball boy at a tennis club. Hey, we all had to start somewhere, huh? I mastered the curly Q at Dairy Queen. Oh, I can still do it. Here are a few random facts. The country of Liechtenstein has won 9 Olympic medals, all of them in alpine skiing. This is creepy. The day that Michael Jackson caught on fire when he was filming that Pepsi commercial was literally halfway through his life. It happened 9,282 days after he was born. He died 9,281 days after it happened. In Vietnam, they call the Vietnam War the American War. And there's an old wives' tale that says a pregnant woman who has heartburn is more likely to have a hairy baby. Actually, that's true. A study out of Johns Hopkins University proved it and linked both to a woman's estrogen levels. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Landecker with part 2 of the Daily Buzz. The secret to getting a good night's sleep is having a good reason to get out of bed the next day. New study finds that when people were looking forward to something the next day, their sleep quality improved. They also recommended meditating or intentionally putting aside time at night where you can actually think about what you're looking forward to. Or in a broader sense, what your purpose in life is. Would you switch a middle seat on a plane so someone else could sit next to their friend? 45% of people in a recent survey said, yeah. Another 35 said they'd move as long as they didn't have to sit in a middle seat. Survey also asked what you'd do if someone cut in line in front of you while you were boarding. Obviously, you're all getting on the same plane, but you got to think about overhead bin space. So yeah, it matters. Some people need more things to do. There's a debate going on right now on Twitter. That's the old evolution of the is a hot dog a sandwich question. Now people are debating whether Pop-Tarts are ravioli. One guy says, hey, they're both plain casing containing some delicious filling with a yummy topping on top. He's right. A list of keys to a successful marriage is going viral on the internet. They include communication, compromise, accepting the ups and downs, realizing your relationship will evolve, and continuing to work on yourself as an individual. Being too codependent puts a lot of pressure on a relationship, so you got to be your own person, too. A couple of animal attacks recently. Guy in Florida in the hospital recovering from an alligator attack. Knucklehead was diving in a golf course pond looking for golf balls. No, he wasn't playing. He was just looking for balls. And a teenage camp worker is recovering in Boulder, Colorado from a bear attack. He says he woke up to a crunching noise. Turned out to be the bear biting his head, pulling him from the camp. Both of them will be okay. Sue McCabe, co-chair of the 20th Anniversary Garden Walk, was on the air with me in the morning. She talked about the event this weekend. 5 area gardeners opening their private landscapes for you to stroll through. Liberty Hyde Bailey Museum is the hub for the activities, from ticket buying to refreshments and their popular boutique sale, including garden craft items, vintage items, botanical personal care products, plus their annual perennial plants sale. The event is from 10 till 4. All the area gardens are on the south side this year. 20th annual garden walk this weekend in South Haven. Might just see you in the garden. Finally, knucklehead news out of Tempe, Arizona, where a 49-year-old guy was arrested by police after strolling through the local Walmart naked and painted gold. Police say the man admitted to taking drugs earlier in the evening. Oh, and technically he wasn't completely naked. He was wearing shoes. Because you read that sign by the door, if you're not wearing shoes, you're not allowed in, right? Knucklehead, the Daily Buzz. If you have something that I should be talking about on the Daily Buzz, I'd appreciate you sending it to me. Paul at WCSY.com is my email. You can fax 637-2675. Leave me a message on Facebook, or feel free to drop by and drop things off here at the studio on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's. If you'd prefer snail mail, the address is 11637 M140 49090. Daily Buzz podcasts available at WCSY.com, on iTunes, or Podcast Republic. You can download the app or become a subscriber today. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called The Present. I'm Paul Landecker. We'll buzz again tomorrow. Have a great day.